You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM. Listener aided in a better way.
From 1977 Citizens Band, the movie directed by Jonathan Demme. And I'm coming to you right now via CB radio on channel 6 to a base station located just outside the studio. We're going to start off with some trucker songs and then take you through some stuff I've recorded here over the last few days. Tonight's program is a little bit of a teaser for tomorrow afternoon when I'll be on the radio with Tom Rowe from 4 to 6 p.m.
Good times, moonlight raising from the grave. String band playing more of that honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain. High heel lady spitting at the Nicky Jacks. Businessman with a needle and a spoon. Kai coyote chewing on a cigarette, pack of young boys going howling at the moon. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Lesson my sets catches up with me. Three dead in a crash on a number four. Two witnesses blowing up high. Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less of my sense catches up with me. Tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Lesson my sense catches up with me. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less of my sense catches up with me. Less of my sense catches up with me.
That's from his 2015 EP, Imaginary Appalachia. He had his first full-length album released just a few months ago, but I recommend checking out the EP as well. They're both great. And in the background right now, what you're listening to is some audio that was recorded here at Wave Farm on a Cobra 29 LTD CB radio, channel 24. Really don't have too much other information about it, but it sounds like French. We're going to hear a couple more novelty CB trucker songs from the 70s. This one you probably know. It's called Convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Ooh, was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good 10, 4, about 5 miles or so. 10, Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
a 10-9 on that Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
A rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? I want to join our
your 20. Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your bird.
20 t'other away. Turn your spells to the right and in the night. You hear some good buddy say.
Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker. Old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band. Keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, you see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down, coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers, young and pretty. When all of a sudden, there come a call over my CB, ringing wall to wall. Said, go to Double Nickel, said you hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker down the side of the bridge. Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon Town, gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone, let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond Town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down, you got the mean machine here. Well, there I was streaking, my needle was a-peaking, right around 79. That old diesel juice was a-getting loose, and everything was fine. When wall to wall, I got a call from a front door big bird trapper.
Said break 1-9, good buddy of mine. You got a smoky and a plain white wrapper. When I jammed my stick across 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tapping. I got passed by a beaver in a Camaro when I was cruising along and going so slow. I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't the one. Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's a crafty smoky over there at the CV of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off of Super Trooper. Come on.
In four, back door, put the pedal to the metal. What you waiting for? If that old white can't stay inside, gonna leave you here and say no more. How about it?
Whoa, now, buddy, that's fight and talk. I'll get up there and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings. Little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, it going blue, blue, blue. Uh-oh, bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig, and right there and then it come to me all the while. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadow of Smoky Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 1-9 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smoky old buddy, tell me if I'm right, or you my front door, you the White Knight, come on. And he said,
10-4, back door, you and a heap of trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights, treat you fair, just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you're gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight, running front doors that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers, I've done been grounded, my tail in jail and my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't never get no front door called up. Why not? No, sir. Wind up in the pokey with Smokey. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out by the wire.
So just a small selection of some of the kind of novelty CB songs from the 70s. Some of the themes of these things have you probably heard are the rebelliousness of the truck driver, using CB radio to evade Smokey, which is the highway patrol, and also a kind of a celebration of Southern culture, which, of course, this current political moment is probably a complicated thing to be broadcasting on the radio, but that's the reality of the history of this technological object. And if you're interested in more of that story, there's some really wonderful research by a historian at Ryerson College named Art Blake. He's done some great work about the history of CB, and even though we kind of often imagine it as part of this reimagining of the American myth of the cowboy in the age of asphalt, truck driving, and so on, the actual story of CB is quite tied to issues like suburbanization, particularly in Southern California, Los Angeles, and issues of citizen surveillance, some issues that emerged simultaneously with CB culture in the 70s, like increased anxiety of inner city crime, and Blake's research, which is recently published in American Quarterly, goes into some details about how CB radio kind of laid the groundwork for things like Neighborhood Watch and some really problematic issues in racialized policing. But I think part of the reason that I'm going through some of this stuff is because there remains this kind of something else a little bit interesting about CB. It's this promise of the kind of peer-to-peer communication channel that still a lot of people are interested in even today. And so I'll take you through some other stuff up to the present day. But first, here's a short documentary from the late 70s that kind of tells the popular story that emerged narrativizing the history of CB.
It all started when truck drivers who spent lonely hours on the road felt a need for self-expression. The idea caught on, and citizen band radio has become a social phenomenon in the United States. Communications laws make it easy for any citizen to have his own radio, capable of both transmitting and receiving messages over a radius of several kilometers. There are 20 million citizen band radios now in operation. It is expected that 15 million more will be purchased in the next year. By 1979, about half of the cars and trucks on the nation's highways will be equipped with CB units. Because of mass production, the units can be bought for as little as $60, and installation takes less than 30 minutes. A radio owner can obtain a permanent license simply by filling out a form and sending it to the Federal Communications Commission. The owner is required to abide by certain rules and regulations in operating the unit. The rules are quite simple. Refrain from tasteless language. No commercial use may be made of the airwaves. And no broadcast may exceed 5 minutes. The heart of the CB radio, the quartz crystal. Without crystals and transistors, it would be impossible to create a small, compact, highly efficient radio and transmitter in one package. They are a product of space-age technology. Without the quartz crystal, man could not have landed on the moon. Like the telephone, CB radio offers person-to-person communication, but it is mobile. A man delayed in traffic can call his wife at home. Boats can seek locations of shore facilities. Families on vacation can call ahead for hotel reservations. For people unable to move about, the citizen band radio has opened a new world of friends.
I understand the yellow bird's been looking for you. Have you got her? Have you heard from her lately?
KPN 316.
Of the 40 available channels, one is monitored throughout the United States 24 hours a day by the Radio Emergency Associated Citizens teams, REACT.
Metroplex React Central, please identify, sir, and go ahead.
Thousands of volunteers throughout the country are affiliated with this national organization and are trained to provide two-way radio communication in emergencies. Instant communication through REACT saves lives, thousands of lives. REACT supplies road information, assists injured or lost persons, and alerts police and fire departments to dangerous situations. Millions of dollars in property have been saved because of the instant communication made available to the average citizen by CB radio. The motorist in trouble can be assured of assistance by anyone owning a mobile radio. The camaraderie of CB owners is not only based on the desire to communicate with friends, but in the knowledge that this instant communication is beneficial in helping others in times of need.
Break 1-9 to the Dunnigan 18-wheeler.
Break 1-9 for smoking report.
Hey, where are you? We told
you
it would
be all right to wake up that new year.
All right, so that was a little bit of the history there. At least the history as it kind of became popularly narrativized, and the actual details of the story are much more complicated. Adding a little bit to the complexity of this, as fascinating as this the account is by Art Blake of this kind of connection between CB and the history of racialized policing and so on, there's another part to the story. Another book by a scholar named Lance Hill called The Deacons for Defense actually talks about how, in a much different direction, the Jonesboro Deacons, a civil rights group, actually used CB as well to monitor their communities and to maintain contact while defending their communities from racist attacks in the 1960s. So, of course, the story's complicated and nuanced. But here's another example. Any fan of CB radio has to know about the Dukes of Hazzard. Here's a little sampling of that.
Hey, Bo! What's
hey, Luke?
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello, Cooter. Y'all still driving this thing on the road?
Yep.
Hey, I was wondering.
No, you can't borrow it. Oh, where's my share of that trucking money you owe me?
Oh, I gave it to Bo.
How come?
Well, you see, I owed him 50, and y'all being kin, I figured it.
We is even.
Hey, look at here now.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brody.
We're just looking for you.
Hello.
Luke, what you doing?
Hey, Mr. Dobro. Y'all in for a little fun? We got our cars.
Yeah? What's on?
Sheriff Roscoe.
Sheriff Roscoe?
Bo and Luke laid it out for him. After a gut-busting laugh, he cranked up and cut out.
Right, I know where I'm going.
Oh, I love your shortcut.
Cute. They must have just changed this since last time a girl chased me through here.
You know, Bo, you could lose your way on a racetrack.
Reynolds never seems to get lost.
Well, he's got a mustache.
Now, if there's one thing them old boys love better than a race on the track, it's a chase on the road. Since they all had CVs, they'd set up a net with each man on a different road. Whoever spotted the fertilizer truck would call back to Bo and Luke, who would intercept. Dobro Doolin staked out on the interchange.
All right, here's Dobro Doolin coming to you live from the interchange.
Old Brody watching 76 South, and Crazy Cooter covered 421. For that fertilizer truck to get by, it'd have to leave the road and come overland.
It ain't gonna work. Can't miss. What if it does work? What are we gonna do with all them slot machines?
We'll never thought about
that. Never meaning no harm.
She'll think so.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves. Yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way my mama loved me. But she don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Complications of listening to the Dukes of Hazzard, given the current political climate, should not be lost. Not least of which because their famous car was named the General Lee. I do want to point out, though, that there are several General Lees still in existence today. One of them was purchased by Bubba Watson, the golfer, and back in July of 2015, he actually was persuaded to paint over the Confederate battle flag on the roof of the car with a U.S. flag. He had bought the car in an auction as a collector's item. So, think about that what you will, but... what you're listening to now is a recent recording that I made. This is from the... This is from the I-87 southbound on the Ulster County service exit, just past exit 21. This is two guys doing what's known as shooting skip. Shooting skip is when the weather, the climate, the meteorological situation is just right so that the ionosphere, the actual upper layers of the atmosphere, are charged in such a way that CB radio operators can basically skip their signal off the upper atmosphere. And instead of a usual range of about 3 to 5 miles, sometimes with a high-powered radio, you can get distances up to hundreds of miles. So if you listen to CB radio today, you'll be treated to things like this.
All kinds of. I haven't been up to the Dutchess County for in probably 12, 13 years. It's been a while, so me and her are going to go up there and check it out. Something to do, you know?
As you can probably tell, you're only hearing half the conversation. That's because these guys were several hundred miles away, and me with my small radio is close enough to one of them to hear his side of the conversation, but too far to hear the other part of it. And this was on channel 24, I think, as well. So if you tune into CB radio nowadays, you'll get something like this. The there's a common term for stuff like this, which is, at least on Channel 6, which is called the Super Bowl. So further complicating this, this kind of problematic story of the relationship of the history of CB and racial politics and so on, nowadays, at least on Channel 6, and this is all documented by a really great research project by a guy named David Goldberg, in a project on the digital humanities platform Scalar, where he talks about how the Super Bowl on Channel 6, which you can find if you tune in when the ionosphere is just right and people are shooting skip, you'll hear guys from all over the U.S. using super-powered radios just trying to step on each other and trying to broadcast their signal as far as possible and to get responses. Goldberg writes that this kind of call and response mixed with a certain kind of redlining audio effects that kind of connect with the early days of hip-hop and certain types of slang connect back even to things like Baptist preachers and things like that, and part of this much more complicated cultural history. One of the most notable players in the Super Bowl, surprisingly, is a guy with a CB handle named Prime Minister, who you might know as Sir Mix-a-Lot. And here's a song of his called No Excuses on the Bowl, which it's pretty long, it's about 15 minutes, but I'm going to let it go for about 9 minutes here because for anybody interested in CB radio, this track is pretty much like an educational piece here. Pretty much everything you need to know.
And you know what I say about that? Don't blame me for your own inefficiency. Sugar, sugar, sorry, sorry, y'all can't talk. It's the woman's fault. That's the law of the jungle, and that's the way the cookie crumble. That's just the way it rolls on the Super Bowl middle star. I got
no excuses on the
ball. Five hour, that super fast, super bad, they peel.
Kinda see a lot of people wanna hate brothers just because they put these hammers on a mud runner. They spend fees to dial up and cut trees. The bird meters are big size, no 43s. And I done seen mobiles cut off a base station. I done seen a beam surprise a whole nation. And I done seen a steel tube get mopped up by 16 pills, some good conditions, and a hot truck. Now don't give me that shootout shit. You got a 10-second key, we talking skip trick. And let it be known, the bowl rolls on. Stop crying and start buying or get gone. Yeah. And it's a shame when a big bass operator start crying by the mobile, a super hater. He got his mobile plugged to a beam. Well, you got a beam too, you bowl queen. Bring it to the bowl. If your beam is a ground plane, don't complain.
No excuses on the bowl.
Talking about you's on a driver, use a whiner.
No excuses on the bowl.
Don't cry about amp size, just drop the mall.
No excuses on the bowl.
Excuses, baby. Now let's talk about the side skippers, the reason you Watergate every cotton picker. I'ma explain the duck game and how they maintain the superstar status, but they never had it. First they call their friend in Louisiana, and you got a talk show going in Indiana.
Yep.
The friend runs the gate from the bayou. He keys down, you never know it, but they dissing you. He talking all bossy with attitude. He got a gate so he can show and prove. But my beam's directional, the mall will let you know if that don't get you, though my box will. Yeah,
And now I rolls my beams to Louisiana. They stopped the tape, but that don't matter. I got 60 dBs coming from all can, and I'ma put it where he can get it at 20 grand. Yeah! So the side skipper needs to leave, so I bruised his ego and striped his speedos. Mr. USA, he left a blueprint. We keep the flame alive like this. No excuses on the bowl. May they rest in peace. If your beam is a ground plane, don't complain.
No excuses on the bowl.
Talking about you's on a driver, you's a whiner.
No excuses on the bowl.
Don't cry about amp size, just drop them all.
No excuses on the bowl.
Better call your tech and tell him you got lots of reflect. No excuses, baby. Now let's talk about conditions, position, and how a duck hates competition. Yeah, you read your radio, but so do he. But he'll bust your grill to the white meat. They say the way we talk, we don't need power. Steady looking at your radios for hours. And know you claim you never need watts?
Yeah, right.
You give them Mother Nature, they'll be hitting they big box. The skips running noise level, humming big beams, gunning lips getting cut, tubes heating up. We got bullies and bosses, polar bears and horses, and big leg girls steal tubes and pill boxes. You can't play this game for free, and if you want a cheap seat, you still need a three. I mean CX, baby, not a dash. Four pieces of glass or get a tetrode stuck in your ass. Yeah, and don't sleep on the mobiles. They running Ghost Rider made and big bluegills for real. With nitrous Chevys, rock steady, the mall's heavy. Them RPMs is singing spiritual hymns. They say, Lord, have mercy on a big hammer. And when a duck starts crying, give them Pampers. You think I'm politicking? Let the gate roll. Cause there ain't no excuses on the bowl, none.
Watch out for the antique mall.
Prime Minister, the bad boys out the desert, 0300 and CC. We working at you, just push your weight, break, break. Get your skill shooter around, not to fill with the fire of this
crew. Skip shooter, 421.
Tell me what to your work here. 766, cruising this big old 50 KW, one alongside. What you think about it, that bait?
Mr. Big Bull, son of a big old ass city tax, step down again.
Mr. Prime Minister, he said what he wants you to do is get up on the fence.
Side of this slave boy. Down, down, down.
All right, what we're listening to now is a recording of Channel 6, the Super Bowl. This is from August 14th, recorded on my Cobra 29 LTD, again on the I-87. A couple things I feel like I should probably explain here. On the Super Bowl, they talk a lot about Watergate. Now, when they say Watergate on the Super Bowl, what they're talking about is just recording. If you record something on the Super Bowl, it's called a Watergate. If you post it up on YouTube later, it's called a Videogate. So when you hear these guys talking, trying to step on each other, it's called keying when they... press the button on their receiver, transmitter, try to send a message, it's called keying down. When they're trying to key down and step on each other, what they do then is set up something to record it, so then they can post it up on YouTube, post up the Watergate, so they can show the world how powerful their CB radio is. CB today, scanning the channels, and the weather's just right, you're on channel 6, you'll be treated to some of this stuff. Other than that, in my experience, CB today is pretty quiet. not too many truckers seem to be using it anymore. I've been driving around on 87 trying to strike up some conversations. Most of the people are pretty gruff, but we're going to elaborate on all this tomorrow when Tom and I are on the radio at 4 p.m. to 6, playing some more music and some more recordings. And I'm going to play it out with GZA, the song Breaker Breaker, from his album Beneath the Surface.
This is not a test, it's difficulty. Picture closely, the ignorant mostly. Blind, deaf, dumb, your mind left numb. Lost soul, who failed to hear the roll of the drum. In the bottom of your bomb shelter, still felt the heavy blast that blew off the mass of 12 welders. The math of an elder. Praise the Lord, thank you, genius. Operation Project English. Command the chief of flight staff. Check the aircraft. Glide like the Frisbee. Digi to Disney. To check fault in oneself for spiral loveliness. You break the mirror that remind you of your ugliness. So when I bust, no one is in touch. Some returning with the mic clutch. Like such, who plan but never execute. He had the heat in his hand, but yo, he didn't shoot. Therefore, your mechanism of material better be sickly. Or let your lead spread incredibly quickly. I move bravely, traveling on a horse, on a battlefield, surrounded by the loss of those who plotted with the brains of animals. My high molecular structure, the intangible, the name ring a bell. Killable, two syllable, the who was coming through, the outcome was critical, to be blunt. The beat was cooked up like coke goods. The rhyme first came to me in the oak woods. Up to no good, rap by con, milked the industry like the Wall Street junk bond. You see the white stone, I got your height shown. Direct currents that move through the microphone. Key contributor, well-known major factor, rhyme distributor, the driver of a tractor who run you down if you don't move but wanna linger, 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 linger. Immortality of my fame is the measure of others' torture. Burnt offer from a flaming author. The falconer flies and the birds for the chase. Strictly excel in what is excellence with grace. The significance is not the vulgar applause on entrance, but the feeling at exit, completion of a sentence. With age and experience, my reason ripens. I strike on you Vikings, slash like a hyphen. If you're into the house of fortune, by the gate of pleasure, you will leave by sorrow with low measures. Everything fails with the unfortunate. Learned that recording it, so my mind broadened it. Track records ranks us with the exceptional, extreme complex physics, high technical. The truth is usually seen and rarely heard. What's more dangerous than hatred is the word.